WOTUS, the unrelenting acronym. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. In the world of agricultural acronyms, WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., may have earned its place in the record books. After recent court rulings, the latest published WOTUS rule is not currently being enforced in 26 states, including Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. That being said, I'm adding a new word to the acronym, and that is WOTUS fatigue. We're constantly talking about it. To shine some fresh light, I spoke this week with Mitt Walker. He is the Governmental and Agricultural Programs Department Director with the Alabama Farmers Federation.
I think that's a great point you make. I mean, I think y'all must become numb to hearing WOTUS again.
Regardless of whatever burnout there may be around the topic, he says it's an issue he still gets questioned about by members.
One thing that I think they're all looking for is just some certainty moving forward. This ping pong back and forth every time an administration changes, it's a whole new set of concerns about how does this affect me, how does this affect my property, and getting some certainty and hopefully having a ruling come from the Supreme Court early this summer will maybe give us the certainty we've been asking for.
So certainly that sounds good, but will it ever actually get laid to rest?
I think there will continue to be challenges on any rule.
Again, Mitt Walker, Alabama Farmers Federation. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.